The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
By now, all of us are familiar with Alzheimer's. Recently, I read an excellent article that was written by Shannon Proudfoot. And it's about a guy named Joe Aubin. Now, Joe has Alzheimer's. But what makes Joe a little bit interesting and different is that Joe is 38 years of age. Now, Joe's wife, Robin, she felt like she was missing a joke. See, it was Christmas morning in 2012, and she and her husband, Joel, goes by Joe, were going through familiar traditions in their apartment in London, Ontario. And later, they'd go out to visit friends and family. But for now, it was just the two of them and their cats. They opened their stockings first, and Robin was becoming more puzzled with each object she pulled out. They were utterly random. Joe had always been a thoughtful gift giver. One year for Christmas, he gave Robin a beautiful set of bound Paddington Bear books, a nod to her childhood favorite. He'd often come home from work with an album for her, or a treasure he found at a used bookstore. Today, though, her stocking was filled with CDs that she already owned, and a used container of hand cream, as though Joe had bought a store tester. She kept thinking there was a punchline or a theme she wasn't seeing. She and Joe put on coffee and made cinnamon buns. But when they started opening presents, Robin's bewilderment deepened. Joe's gifts to her were a pile of used DVDs, titles that held no sentimental value. One was Tin Cup. I remember thinking, what the? I don't like golf or Kevin Costner, Robin said. As she recalls this, she and Joe laugh at the memory, but in the moment it was deeply unsettling. I didn't get it, she said to Joe. Am I missing something? He was at a loss and unable to explain. I remember being really upset that Christmas, not because of the material stuff, but because it just felt weird, just really weird. Something was wrong, and this wasn't Joe. That Christmas, Joe was 36 years old and already battling hard to work around an erosion process that was hardwired into every cell of his body. He had dominantly inherited Alzheimer's disease, the result of a genetic mutation that snakes through family trees. The disease itself is rare, and Joe is a nearly unheard-of aberration because of his age. He wouldn't know he had the disease for another 18 months, but he'd seen it all before. His mother was 47 when she died of the same illness. Joe's teenage world had been ripped from its frame then, but he had grown up with no idea that he had a 50-50 chance of inheriting the same fate. Alzheimer's disease would fray his marriage before fundamentally changing it, shrink Joe's world to the size of his neighborhood, and forge his friends and family into a tight support network system. Joe and Robin have learned to live in the present. Because as Joe's disease gets worse, so the memories of the past are harder to come by. They enjoy each other and they live in the present. Alzheimer's, as you know, is a terrible, terrible disease. And there is a wonderful association, the Alzheimer's Association, which if you're not sure whether you might struggle with this or know somebody who is, I encourage you, pay attention to just simple signs that there might be an issue and get it diagnosed and get it checked out. At the Eric Stewart Group, we support the Alzheimer's Association and appreciate their hard work to help those who suffer. And there are many who do suffer with a spouse and suffer to provide that support network and that system of care. And that's a challenge for anybody. But when you're the caregiver and you're the full-time worker, it's even harder. And we recognize that that is a big challenge. And perhaps you have somebody you know dear to you who's been fighting it for a long time. We're here to support you at the Eric Stewart Group. And we'll be providing a copy of this particular article in its completion on our website at ericstewartgroup.com. Well, so for some of you, you know that it's time to get rid of your parents' stuff. I don't know about you, but my mom and dad tried to give a lot of stuff away to me, and I just had no interest in most of it. My sister felt the same way, my brother. And most of the time when I go out on listing appointments and people have been in their home for a long time, they seem shocked and sometimes a little bit hurt that the thing they saved for 40 years, you know, I've got one of those things. I've got this crib that's in my garage, you know, and I haven't had a baby in 12 years, but, and this crib probably is unsafe. It's probably going to be deemed unsafe at some point in the next 15 years, but I've not been allowed to give it away. And so I've, over time, have moved this fold-up. I'm not talking about like a porta-crib. I'm talking about a full-size crib that folds and it's got, but it still takes up space. And there are things that I've kept because I feel that I have to keep those things for the future versus letting them go. Well, I doubt my children are going to want that crib. It's possible that they might, but the crib that I was in, I would have no interest. I mean, it's changed so much. Technology changes, safety changes, et cetera. So, I mean, at that point, when my kids have kids, maybe they'll have like, you know, the crib will hang from the ceiling for all I know. Hey, when your parents are getting ready to downsize, you're most likely going to be called on to help them, right? I was. You might not be interested in taking much of anything that they've got. And it might have some value, and you might find one of the most effective ways to sell things is going to be online. So the days of the yard sale, long gone. Yard sales just take too much time. They don't bring the most buyers to your items. You know, it used to be people would just swarm for yard sales because that's where you'd find the good deals. But more and more, we're seeing people sell their things online. Not to say yard sales are a bad thing. Churchyard sales, you know, Knights of Columbus, they'll bring in, you know, households worth into a parking lot. And they've got it all set up. You go in there, you pay a few bucks, and you get all kinds of good values. And the rest of it then gets given to charity. Well, you might want to look into some online options to broaden your area of reach and increase the amount of buyers exposed to your sales. So where are you going to turn to sell or donate your parents' belongings when it's time for them to downsize? I've got 10 online options to help you with the process, okay? Number one, Facebook yard sales. Yard sales on Facebook are simply virtual yard sales. Instead of displaying your items being sold on your front lawn, you take a picture of them and post them on a Facebook yard sale group that you've joined. And just an FYI, in order to join the online yard sale group, you must be a member of Facebook. FreeCycle.org. It's a free-to-join place where you can recycle things you own. Etsy. If your parents have handmade items, you might want to check out Etsy, ETSY.com. Craigslist, eBay, Close 5. It's a bit different than the other online options we've been discussing. This option is actually an application you can download. Once downloaded, you can sell items just as you would on a website such as eBay. It's called Close 5. Virtual estate sales, ArtNet for nice artwork, online newspapers, local listservs like Chevy Chase View or the Palisades listserv. These are ways. You can get a copy of this. Go to ericstewartgroup.com for 10 online options to get rid of your parents' stuff. What are the consequences of collecting? Three things collectors need to know after Bill Van Dyke and Stuart Rosenthal are coming up next.